Blog Talk Radio.
Come on now, we're going to change it down today. I am Dr. Mary. We're going to talk serious about love and a woman to the soul. Do you know anything about that love?
Even though my job,
we're going to have a heart and support the world. 4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts. You can share your ideas. It is indeed an open line for you. This vessel is for you to share your thoughts on it. Sometimes people call in and they get way off task. But you know what? God blessed them to be able to call in. Maybe they have something on their heart that they have to get out. But you can do the same thing. 347-857-4192. Now, if you just want to listen to the show, go to the web link. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to email the show, because you will have that opportunity, because we're doing sowing a seed in everybody's life that sent us a Cash App. We're going to send you something. Besides that, we will take your Cash App and place it into what we would say into our raffle that we have coming up May 31st, which is next Monday. And on June 30th, we're going to be wrapping up a couple things. But send your Cash App, and you can email those Cash App to WBSW Internet Talk Radio at gmail.com. And you also feel immediate, you can't think about the full words of the radio station, WBSW, you can think of Lawrence D. Smith at gmail.com. Or you can go to Facebook. On Facebook, you have an opportunity to DM me. If you're on Instagram, you have an opportunity to comment, as well as you have an opportunity to type in something in the area that's set aside for questions. You have a chance to be a part of this. We're also on Twitter. We're so glad to have that opportunity as well. You can go to @WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at The Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Instagram, as I shared earlier, being partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Gringo with the number 10, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. At WBSW_internet_radio, at Coach Dr. Lorenza B. Smith 15, and finally you have at The Smith Way Productive. We're partnering with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and we're using Zeta Phi Sigma Greenbow with the number 10 to broadcast our show live. We thank those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity for just leaving the door open so we can partner and get the word out. This is a vessel that's good for them. Give you an opportunity to share your point of view. And that's what we ask you. On Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/DRALDIMERTONSMITH to be able to share your thoughts as well. We are aired on Facebook as well as we making sure we post our episodes, post our ability that you can get to the episode on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Google Plus. You have so many opportunities to do that. We want you to be a part. Now, we want you to share with you, because this is important. WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, has listeners and watchers all over the world, including here in the United States, north of the border of Canada, south of the border of Mexico. We're proud to be on the North American continent, being able to get the word out. But besides being in other parts of the world, see, God is so good. And we got an awesome show planned for you today. We're trying to love that awaken the soul part two. Before we move forward with that, we want to let you know again about sending your Cash App. You can send it through DM. You can message me just through Messenger. Or you can take an opportunity to go to Facebook. You can take an opportunity to comment on Instagram. You can take an opportunity to email the office to make sure you get your Cash App in. We're sowing the seed in everybody's life that sends us a Cash App. And also taking your name or your Cash App and placing it in a round. We're giving away two trips. One trip is to Orlando, and the second trip is to Atlanta, 3 days and 2 nights. The trip paid by this radio station, you would pay for the hotel and as well as your tax that go along with the taxes that goes along with it. We're actually pony up the travel and your food. We're going to wrap this trip off on Monday, May the 31st. Whoever wins that trip have a choice between Orlando and Atlanta. And then on June the 30th, the trip that's left, we will raffle that off as well on June 30th. Then coming in August, we're coming back at, we're going to have a 4 days, 3 nights. We're going to have 2 opportunities, meaning that 2 places can be chosen out of the 1 trip, and that's either to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or Gatlinburg, Tennessee. 4 days and 3 nights. God is so good. He's blessing us. So we want to give back to you because you take time to check our show out. You take time to see what's going on, and we really appreciate you taking that time to do that. So it's truly a blessing to be able to do that. It's a blessing to be able to just give back. It's important. It's not always about receiving gifts. It's about giving back to individuals, giving back to help what's going on with each and every one in our life and society. Give a shout out again to Lute Pinion. Because Lute is doing some awesome things. She's having some challenges, but I want to let her know what she's doing. God has a plan. And that plan is more powerful than anything that you're going through right now. To inspire, to inspire. But in your personal life, give it to God. Turn it over to him because I'm going to tell you, he got you. You have heard that from me many times. When times are tough, I tell you, he got you. Just turn it over to our Lord and Savior. He's going to work it out. You don't have to work it out. He's going to work it out because you know what? It's already worked out. And I want you to keep it in mind. Let's say, pick it. Inspire to inspire. You inspire me. So keep in mind that God got you. Don't let nothing else turn you around. Because what you got going is good. Because God is good. Let's move with our format today. Love that awakens the soul, part 2. We want to discuss the best love that awakens the soul. Some people don't even understand what love is. See, we can give you that lesson in the love campaign, but we're going to just touch on some inklings dealing with that. See, we take the acronym, take love and put it into acronyms. Love, which L is listening. Being in love, knowing what love is and know what love means. Love is what love does. The O is overcoming the many challenges that comes in your life. Many of the obstacles that comes in your life. See, love is all about knowing that there is a positive result at the end. It may not happen today. Because you love your heart and your soul, you can overcome. See, all that is going on. Let's not forget that. It's all about love. It's all about faith. Love is all about hope. And that's what it's all about. So overcoming those challenges. The V is valuable. How valuable you are. If a person don't value you, don't respect you, don't show you a mutual understanding, then you're missing the vital part of it. How valuable do you think you are? We talk about characteristics of a healthy relationship. One of the things we always say is we talk about self-love. See, that's the value. Your love for yourself. You can't be afraid of loving yourself. The E is excitement. Does it make you smile? Does it make you mad? Sometimes. But you know what? Smile enough. The muscles in your face relax. When you're mad, they tense up. So what choice do you want to have? Do you want to smile about it? No matter how big or how small it is. Smile on it. That's what it's all about. Because it's exciting to understand what love is, and to love and be in love. Encouragement. All of these things relates to being someone to encourage you in whatever you're doing. And on top of that, all of that, L-O-V-E, empowers you to understand how love can wake up in your soul. Let's look at the best love that awakens the soul. See, the best love is the kind of awakening the soul and making us reach for more. See, the best love, what's waking up, awakens in the soul, is one that makes you reach for more. Because it's exciting to you. Because it's valuable to you. It gives you the power to overcome. And it gives you the opportunity to communicate, to be able to listen, as well as talk. Your conversation could be hard conversation. Sometimes we might not understand when we're having that hard conversation. It feels like someone is attacking your ability to communicate. But you know what? That's why there's two sides to it. The side is that I'm going to listen as well as I'm going to articulate. Sometimes it don't always seem to work that way. That's because a person may be talking, but they should be listening, don't mean they're not listening. Just always keep that in mind. They're listening. So we have to keep that in mind when we're talking about it makes us reach for more. That plants the fire. See, love is a fire. See, the best love that awakens the soul is the love that has that fire on it. If you got somebody that got fire in our heart or in his heart, I tell you, you're moving in the right direction. See, love that awakens the soul bring peace to your mind. See, love that awakens the soul bring peace to our minds. So let's quickly touch on these things. First of all, the best love is the kind of love that awakens the soul. See, what it do is make us reach the moon. See, we're going to stretch out, we're going to extend ourselves, and we're going to do something. We're going to plant a fire in our heart that brings peace to our mind. That's the kind of love that you want. That's the kind of love that awakens the soul. See, you got to understand, it allows you the gift of your soul. That's what the best love is. It puts you in a position to feel comfortable enough to give a lot from yourself. Your inner self is what I'm talking about. See, we love from the soul and the heart. And when you love from the soul and the heart, that comes from the inner self. See, you know this love, but it's not written on my face. See, it's all about written in my heart. That's what it's all about. See, love, the best love that awakens the soul, will also give you hope. See, hope to give to you forever. See, that's what the best love do when it awakens your soul. See, love is that condition in which the happiness of another person is so important. See, we talk about phases. We have a series about 13th section of this series. We went from how to prepare boys for healthy relationship. We move to how to prepare girls for healthy relationship. We move to dealing with what a grown man or grown male or overgrown boy to being a mature man. We talked about a overgrown girl moving to a grown female, then moving to a grown woman to move to a mature woman. All of this leads you to understanding that when you love and have a love from the inner self, it puts a condition on you. See, someone tells you from time to time, they say, love is unconditional. I said, love is unconditional. But when we're talking about love that awakens the soul, love is that condition. Come on now. See, love is unconditional. Love is about joy, peace, and happiness, but you got to remember love is that condition in which the happiness of another person is vital. See, we always want to say, put the shoe on the other foot. You put the shoe that I'm going through, what's happening to me, I'm going to put it on your foot. And when that old saying that what I would give to you, I expect you to reciprocate it back to me. See, it shouldn't be something you have to be proud out of. I don't have to force it at you. I don't have to make it come at you. Because instantly, it will come at you when you love from your heart and your soul. See, love is not what you say. See, too many times people get caught up in dealing with what somebody says. See, the gift, of the most important gift in life is hearing somebody say, I love you. And it goes to another realm of understanding when they say, I'm in love with you. And I always tell you, ain't nothing you can do about it. Because if it's for my inner self, you will understand and accept it. Because it's coming from my soul and my heart. Anytime someone says, you know, I love you, and you ignore it because you can feel it from their soul. You can feel it from their heart. It is radiant from their body. See, love is not talking the game. Love is about putting the work in the game. See, that's what it's all about. Because you don't understand love, you're not willing to put the work in. Now, I'm going to tell you now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want somebody that's not willing to put the work on it, I really truly think you have to make a serious decision about life. Do I want to continue with this situation? Love is not what you say. Love is what you do. That's putting the work in. And too many times, you have to search and find someone who's willing to put the work in. Don't run the people off that try to put the work in. You run the people off that don't want to put the work in. We want you to be a part of the show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts in regards to love that awakens the soul. Have your soul been awakened? Ask yourself, have my soul been awakened? Have that love that I've been searching for woke something up inside of me that makes me smile? That makes me happy. Ask yourself that. We want to take this opportunity to allow our sponsors to be recognized. We have McKenzie and Associates, shopping on wheels for home products. If you're interested in discussing this, you can email Dr. Olivia E. Smith the call. Her number is 770-473-6291. That way you can share with her what you're shopping for. Also, Keen Transportation Services. Contact the owner, Lyndon King Sanders, located in West Alabama. But we'll go anywhere you ask them to go. They'll provide you transportation needs. Just call them at 205-454-8157. Let's move to the next topic on the format. Discuss why real love awakens the soul. There are five reasons why real love awakens the soul. These are five things you should remember when real love comes your way. It's going to awaken the soul because you know what? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. I'm saying that because if you're in a relationship with somebody that's keeping score, they always try to one-up you. That's a game you can't win, because you can't win a game when you don't know when the score has been tallied. You can't win a game when you don't know when the game is going to end. When you have rules to follow and regulations to make sure they're practiced, you can win a game. But if you're in a relationship and you truly think that the person you're with is keeping a record of your wrong, see, they're not keeping record of your right. You know, I always say that. Why is it all the time when you can do right, just do something wrong that they don't like? When you do that, they're going to roll back that one thing, because now it's time to put you in check. So you didn't do that. You said something. See, but all the other time when you were doing it, they smiled on their face. The joy was in their heart. They had the same opportunity to give you your flowers while you had me. But you know, they don't want to give you your flowers there because, see, that's too good, like, right? See, what they want to do is come back and find that thing you did they considered to be wrong in their eyes, and they want to smash it down. We're going to show you, but those kind of people need to take time and check their heart. Just make sure you do that. You don't keep record of wrong. You don't keep record in a relationship that awakens your soul. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. See, love protects you. Always trust. Always hopes. Always persevere. Love never fails. So if you want to remember something, always remember love is patient. That love that awakens, the real love that awakens your soul, you have to remember these things, because it's real important that you know love is patient. Whenever you're in a relationship, just remember, when you say you love them, you got to be patient. You got to say, love is kind. Love is not wicked. Love is not evil. Love is kind. It does not have time to envy anything. It's more of encouraging. Love is empowerment. That's what it's all about. See, it ain't about dishonoring the other person so I'll feel better. I'm telling you, make sure you understand what love is. See, love never fails. Love never fails. Just remember that. It's always about trust. It protects you. Love always going to protect you. It gives you that hope. So you can persevere in time tough. See, let's focus on the five things that really, truly, truly we want to look at. If you can draw your conclusion from this, when we're talking about real love, awaken the soul. See, real love, be honest with yourself. See, real love requires you to be honest with yourself. See, we have built up walls for years after years after years. So when it gets to the point where we really want to open up, we're not willing because we're not ready to knock the wall down. So you got to be honest with yourself. Truly, truly, do I want to be in this relationship? Do I want to truly, truly love this person? Am I ready to love? Are you ready? Ask yourself that. Be honest with yourself. If I got to do some work, let me do my work. Do I have to prepare? Let me prepare. Don't be misunderstood. Don't be put in a situation where you are not honest with yourself. I want you to understand me. I want you to know this is coming from me. I'm being honest with myself. I can't love you like you need to be loved if I'm not honest with myself. See, you got to have your own life. See, people have a problem that cause you say you looking for real love that awakens the soul. You got to be honest with who you are and whose you are. See, that's the mistake we have. You got to be honest that if I want to be in love, I got to understand my own love language. See, some people don't even know what their love language is. But they're talking about real love that awakens the soul. Have your own life. Know who you are. And I said that a minute ago. Not only who you are, whose you are. See, knowing who you are requires you to understand these particular things. One of them is know your needs. You should know what your needs are. You should never say, that man gave me everything I need. God, the only one, can give you what you need and what you want. Man can't give it to you. So don't get caught up believing that a humanistic person, a human, can give you what you need. See, God can give you that, but you got to know what you need. So you now can project that out, because it'll come out from you to that person so they can give you what you need. Some people out here, one of the most important things, or one of the time-to-time guest expert always said, hey, I want consistency. You can't want consistency if he's not ready to be consistent himself. Come on, man. See, that's the problem. You say you need that, but you're not willing to give that. Know your desire. We pray to God, said, this is what I desire in a relationship. Think about it. What do you desire? When you ask him, God, I desire to be loved. Now I got to explain how I want to be loved. If my language, love language is physical touch, I want to be touched. I desire to be touched. If my physical language is affirmation, I want you to affirm what we already know what it is. I need affirmation from you. If my love language is receiving gift, then I want to be able to give you gift. But you can't receive gift unless you're ready to give gift. You have to keep that in mind. Know your dreams. People mistake dreams with goals. Now, you can challenge me on that. That's two different things, man. You know, I dream of one day being the president of the United States. What is your goal? I dream that our relationship can be successful. But what is your goal in that relationship? See, there's a difference in knowing your dream and trying to make them your goal. Know your values. You have to have values. From our fundamental principles that we have experienced in during our adolescence, from our childhood all the way up to our young adulthood, we have formulated some principles. We have to know our value, know our worth to us and not to someone else. Know your priorities. What is your priority? Your priority is, some say, I'm only have one priority in a relationship. That might be to get married. But you know, you got to put your work in to get there. It'll come automatically. I don't believe you can meet somebody on Facebook this month, 2 months later, you're married to them. Come on now. You got to have some type of priority. Keep making sure you say, this is what I need to do first, And what comes next? And what comes? Prioritize things that make sure you're following it. Know yourself. See, that's knowing who you are. Know who you are by knowing yourself. We talk about self-love. We're talking about trust as a characteristic. We're talking about honesty. We're talking about communication. We talk about willingness. We're talking about dedication. We're talking about commitment. See, you got to know whether you can do those things. Are you willing to do those things? You have to know it from your inner self, not your outer self. See, when you have the understanding, what we call the knowledge you have gained through your fundamental principle, through your experience, it can help some situations that comes in your life. But because you develop and know your needs, your desires, your dreams, your values, your priorities, yourself, it prevents you from compromising too much of a relationship. Don't compromise your principles. Don't compromise your name. Don't compromise who you are to satisfy somebody else. See, your strong sense of self will help you stick to what is truly important to you. We're talking about knowing who you are. See, if you have a strong sense of who you are and whom you are, it's going to help you stick to what's truly important to you. See, by doing this, this will give you a sense of security. See, insecurity comes about because you lack the ability to understand yourself. See, you have a weak sense of yourself because you don't know what's truly important to you. So you're going to fall short of being secure in life. See, the thing that I want to remind everybody is that a person is not just insecure in a relationship, they're insecure in life. See, when you have a strong sense of security, you're comfortable with operating in life. See, we don't understand that. We put to say, oh, he insecure. She insecure in a relationship. No, they insecure in life. Because a relationship means you're living life and you're doing things in life. If they're not secure with you enough to say that they have a strong sense of security, they don't have it in their life. They're not ready for you. You have to tell them, give them the gift of goodbye. Again, we want you to make sure you get your cash app so you can be a part of this raffle. We decide if you're going to sow a seed in your life. You have all of the mechanisms. You have all the media site to send your cash app to me, and we'll sow a seed and also put your cash app in the raffle, which will be raffling off two trips, 3 days, two nights. We're going to take care of the hotel as well as the tax. And the first trip will be wrapped up on Monday, May the 31st, and the second one will be wrapped up June the 3rd. You will have a third trip in August to be wrapped up, and that will be 4 days and 3 nights. Everybody who cash apps in will go roll over from the first one, if you didn't win, to the second one, from the second one to the third. But send in your cash app. We will sow a seed in your life because we love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. All right, the next thing is falling in love without losing yourself. You think that's possible? Falling in love without losing yourself. See, if you say you're in love, it's never a good idea to ignore yourself or neglect yourself to make others happy. You ignore what you need. That's questioning yourself, love for yourself. You're going to neglect what you need. That's questioning yourself, love, to make somebody else happy. You have to check yourself. See, when you start doing that, this is what you're going to lead to. First, because we can't make others happy, now we're unhappy. See, the thing about it, it's not your job to make other people happy. They have to make themselves happy. Fall in love without losing yourself. See, every person is responsible for their own happiness. See, that's the problem. Some people think somebody else will make them happy. See, you come into a relationship, you should already have that down pat, being happy. Because I love myself. Love me some me. Myself love is power. So I fell in love with myself first before I can fall in love with you. Because if I'm not, I'm just going to make a mess of it. The next thing, if you feel yourself becoming a different person, is not worth it. I just want you to know that. If you in a relationship and you're changing to fit somebody else's desire, to fit somebody else's need, and you have forgotten about yourself, it ain't even worth it. Because the truth of the matter, when they show themselves to you, you already know you didn't like it. But you was not had a strong sense of security of yourself. So you want to prove them wrong. I'm not sure of doing that. I have done it when I try to call myself trying to change somebody else. You can't change people unless they want to be changed. You can't change an individual unless they want to change themselves. And we have to keep that in mind. So if you can feel yourself becoming a different person in this relationship, you're about to lose your soul. You're not awakening the soul. You're about to lose it. And it's going to hurt your heart. You have to remember that. See, it's all about at the end of the day. You don't know if it's going to work out. You already know that. Even if you have really strong feelings for this person, it's like in the case of Romeo and Juliet. This is a codependent type of relationship. Don't get caught in a codependent relationship. You depend on that person. And every mature woman and man going to be independent. They bring their independency to the relationship. You don't have to depend on nobody else. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors, and this is truly a great opportunity. And this young man, he's a car broker, and he's my car broker, and I know he can help you. So if you're out in the Troy, Alabama area, visit Troy Nissan, located on Highway 231 South. And you know you need a car. Just ask for Leon Davis. Or either you can give him a call at 334-372-1426. Stop by today. That's Leon Davis at 334-372-1426. That is Troy Nissan in Troy, Alabama. A couple of things you want to look at right now. You know, there are some rules of love, and I'm going to go through them quickly before we move. Why is love perfect? See, there are several rules of love. One rule is always tell the truth. Love, goodwill, wisdom, understanding is absolutely required. A sense of humor is quite necessary. As a rule of love, respect each other and others' desire for privacy. You listen to most of these shows that come on, whatever it might be, divorce court, maternal court, or any court. First thing they say, not with you is fine. I'm like, respect again. Respect his or her privacy. It happened both ways. See, it's important when you understand the rules of love, because once you, that trust is lost, because you decided to break that privacy, cross that fence, that relationship from a struggle. Be tolerant. Be very tolerant. Be patient. It is foolish to fuss over small things. It is foolish to do that. Yes, God, something is burning inside of you. But think about, is it worth me affecting my relationship because I know I care about, I'm spending time on a fuss over that. Yes, it's something that might be burning you up, but sometimes you don't have to fuss over it. Don't take time. Sometimes you have to be patient. You have to listen. Never let the sun set on your anger. Avoid self-consciousness and false pride. Those are the rules. They're some of the rules of love. Next, we always have to keep in mind two maturities. Why is love perfect? See, some people, and I always try to tell them, love is perfectly imperfect. See, love isn't always perfect. It isn't a fairy tale, a storybook. It doesn't always come easy. Love is overcoming obstacles, facing challenges, fighting to be together, holding on and never letting go. It is a short word, easy to spell, L-O-V-E, but it means a lot of things. I gave you how we broke the acronym down, the word love is acronym. Now, surely comes on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Just simply saying love is magical. See, the L is all about love being magical. Love is listening. See, this is what love, but it's not perfect. It's perfect and perfect. Or imperfect, perfect. How do you want to say it? You know it is. It's perfectly imperfect. Love is listening. Love is unconditional. We're talking about the L in the love. The O, as we break down with the acronym, is overcoming. Overcoming challenges. Overcoming obstacles. Overcoming the force that we do have. You got to be prepared to fight together. The V is a relationship valuable. It is not so much a relationship. Value the other person. Value who they are. Value them being independent. Value that they have some things that may be different from what you got going on. But if you can come together and have a hard conversation, I'll tell you, you can value that person. It becomes mutual. The values they have and the values you have become mutual. Because you understand, you have communicated a healthy characteristic. See, when we look at love, we say it's easy to spell, but look at that E. See, that E is about everything. Excitement. Encouragement. Have you been around in a relationship and somebody said, my mate never encouraged me? That is a relationship lacks the E. Now, come on now. In the acronym of love, if he can't encourage you, he ain't going to support you. If she can't encourage you, she's not going to support you. You need to have someone that you identify that can encourage you. I'm telling you, the ride is a lot smoother because the encouragement comes. That gives you the empowerment to love another person. See, it's difficult to define love. It's impossible to live without. Because love is work. You ready to put the work in? Love is reliable in most of the form in our name. See, I had to get a pause there because as you look at things, you see and think about things flash across your mind. Is love reliable? Love is. Every hour of the day. It's not a 6 o'clock thing. It's not a 2 o'clock thing. It's not a 3 o'clock thing. It's not a 1 o'clock. It's every hour of the day. Come on now, just take time to work with it right now. You got to remember that love is every minute, every second. Because you know what? It's worth understanding that love is and have and will always rely on every hour, every minute, every second. Because you know what? It's worth it to be together with the person that you love. Love truly, truly awakens the soul. See, is love supposed to be perfect? No. Perfectly imperfect. Because love is magical. See, love provides you with an opportunity to share something with a partner in a relationship. See, it allows your efforts to go to as high as the greatest form. That's what love allows. See, too many times, somehow we forget about that. We got to remember love is not perfect. See, if you create the right kind of love as we world in this world, you will be better off understanding love isn't perfect. It's perfectly imperfect. See, learning from someone else, love allows you to do that. Love allows you to awaken the soul. Keep in mind, love comes from your heart and your soul. And lastly, we want to touch on what is soul awakening. Soul awakening is an intriguing concept that could be defined in various ways. See, you can describe it as not being surprised, considerate of diversity, but you can understand it's an individual thing. See, when your soul is woken, see, it touches that spiritual part of you. See, you've got to understand that each of us all have unique traits. So you've got to understand our traits and tendencies are different. Because we work with each other so we can work on the journey. See, sometimes we get caught up in trying to carry somebody else on their journey. See, when you awaken the soul, my journey is different from yours. And we have to keep it in mind. See, when we awaken the soul, everything is alive. Everything is energy. Everything is connected. Everything has significance and meaning. With the connection of all things, and remember that, with the connection of all things, it makes sense that the soul awakened emerges from the heart. See, I always say the heart and the soul is connected. It allows you to fall in love. That's what your heart and soul do. The last thing is, the weight in the soul is the essence of the soul is love. That's it. It's from your heart. It's been awesome today. We want you to make sure you get your cash out there so we can sow a seed in your life. You have several ways to do it. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, you go to Lorenza D. Smith 15@gmail.com. www.ibnTalkRadio@gmail.com. If you're on Facebook, you can DM me, message, use the messenger to get me holler and let me know. Instagram, you have the same opportunity in the comment section, but you also, if you're on Instagram, you're following the brothers of 5 Minute Sigma Fraternity. We're a partner on that with Zeta Phi Sigma Bill with the number 10. You can fit it that way. It's been awesome sharing some awesome things with you. See, we got more to talk about. We're going to come back Thursday. We're going to talk about what does it mean when two souls fall in love. We're going to discuss when two souls fall in love and what it means. We're going to look at and look back at the soul being awakened. We're going to take time to talk about that. Isn't it awesome? And for our sponsors, they should give a shout out, the Kids and Associates, Shopping on the Wheels for Home Products, and their number for connection is 770-473-6291. Keys Transportation Service, Living Keys Sanders over West Alabama Transportation Service, number is 205-454-8157. And if you need transportation, you need a car, if you're traveling in the Troy, Alabama area, visit Troy Nissan, located on Highway 231 South. Ask for Leon Davis. And if he's not here, his telephone number is 334-372-1426. Stop in and holler at every day. Tell me you heard it on WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, with Dr. Lewis and Eastman. It's been awesome. Check us out tonight. We have a show coming in tonight at 7 o'clock. The Dr. Lewis Show, the Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filters. That's 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Then we'll get back with you on Thursday with the Dr. Lowell Neighborhood. It's going to be part 3, Love and Awaken the Soul. And then we have the Love Cafe on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. The show at 1 o'clock on Thursday, the Dr. Lowell Neighborhood. And 6 o'clock you have the Love Cafe. It's been an awesome day here. Thank you all those that join us on Facebook, that join us on Blog Talk Radio on Instagram. Thank you so much. Terry Pickett, thank you. Again, inspire to inspire. Whatever the challenges you want to do, just remember, inspire yourself so you can be inspired. God got something for you, my sister. Take care of yourself. Be good for one of you all. I'm going to say it like this. Truly, truly, love your family members. Whether it's face-to-face or virtual, cinema, you know, telling you love. They need to hear that. We're still going through COVID-19, but I think, yes, things are opening up. But we got to realize we still have to practice the safety protocol. You know what I'm saying? If you're among others, you shouldn't practice. But I thank the Lord that I see more people even riding in cars and still have their masks. Coming into some of the stores still have their masks. Because it's important. We know that it protects you. It just puts you in a position. Some people said, no, it don't. It's just for you so you can share with somebody else. You're protecting yourself by not sharing it with other people. But also there's a filter that's not allowed to go directly. And that's going to be challenged by some people. That's okay. We know the mask with it. But we wouldn't be where we are today. Yes, with the vaccination, true enough, but the mask is playing a major part. Washing your hands is important. Staying 6 feet. Staying at home. Only that is important wants to be successful. And as we close out, I always tell everybody that, you know, it's so important that God bless us to have another opportunity to come before you and just share something that'll make, that will touch your soul. Something that allows you to understand. See, God is so good. But I want to ask you, how deep is your love? Is it deep enough to awaken the soul? And as we close out, like always, continue to check us out at 7 o'clock tonight. The Dr. Bowles Show, the Real Relationship with the Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filters, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as I close out, as always, I love you and I thank you for your time. We have an awesome time. We'll check you out at 7 o'clock. I love you.